Please listen as I read God's word. Psalm 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise Him, O you servants of the Lord, you who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for He is good. Sing praises to His name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for Himself, Israel for His special treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, He does, in heaven and in earth, and in the seas and in all deep places. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain. He brings the wind out of His treasuries. He destroyed the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast. He sent signs and wonders into the midst of you, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and all his servants. He defeated many nations and slew mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land as a heritage to Israel, his people. Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your fame, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge His people, and He will have compassion on His servants. The idols of the nation are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. Eyes they have, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Nor is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make them are like them. So is everyone who trusts in them. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. The purpose of our meditations is not to answer all the questions, but to describe and to explain certain aspects of this psalm so that as we sing it, we'd sing it with knowledge. By way of explanation, I want to ask a question. What is the first commandment? You shall have no other gods before me. Many of the psalms clearly lead you to worship the one true God and only God. Psalm 135 is no exception. It calls you and invites you to praise the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord. And it gives you reasons to do that. He is good. It is pleasant to praise Him, for He has chosen Jacob for Himself, it says. And then particularly, verse 5 says, I know that the Lord is great. Our Lord is above all gods. And here the psalm turns to begin to meditate on how great the one true God is as opposed to all of the so-called false gods of the world around. The Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and He continues to control them so that they do His will. The false gods of the world can't do this. Take, for instance, the gods of Egypt and of Canaan that the psalm goes on to mention. Verses 8 and following show that the Lord has had complete victory over those false gods in the time of Moses. And while it doesn't mention it specifically, it talks about the signs and wonders, and you can think about those. Egypt worshipped the Nile River. God turned the Nile River into blood. Egypt worshipped the sun. God blotted out the sun. Egypt worshipped Pharaoh. And God destroyed the firstborn of Egypt, both men and beasts. God did this by His own power and for His own people. He brought them out of Egypt and gave them the land of Canaan for their inheritance. This first section of the psalm meditates on how great God is and calls you to worship Him and only Him. It closes in verses 13 and 14 by declaring the greatness of this true God. He endures forever. He will judge his people, but he will also have compassion on them. One other thing that the false so-called gods of this world do not show is compassion. One other way to translate that, and it's translated this way in our Psalter, is that the Lord will acquit his people. He will forgive. One other incredible comparison there, that only the true God forgives sins. What is the second commandment? You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. And it goes on a little bit. Where the first commandment teaches you who to worship, the second commandment teaches you how to worship. Do not make images of God. Or positively, we say, we worship God by the way that he commands. Psalm 135 has this in view too. In verses 15 and following, the psalmist goes on to compare the worship of God to the worship of false idols. The idols of the nation are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak. Eyes they have, but they do not see. Ears they have, but they do not hear. Nor is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make them are like them. So is everyone who trusts in them. The point of Psalm 135 here is not just that it's crazy to think that a statue could hear you when you pray to it, or to think of it as if it was a god. The point is that the worship of the true God by making idols is also forbidden. Do not make images of God. Unfortunately, today, we must guard against idolatry. Idolatry, probably not of the type in American culture where there are statues, literal statues set up that we bow down to worship. But if you forget who God is, and you come to church for any other reason, then you are worshiping a false god. Why is it that you might come to church? Well, you might come to church to see friends. You might come to church to have a great lunch. You might come to church so that you can rub elbows with those who are significant in the community and therefore have a greater status in the community. Those are idols just as surely as the statues of silver and gold. We can also offer false worship. We can latch on to the mechanics of worship, thinking that if I do the right things in the right order and in the right way, then that God will hear us. Or we can add things to the worship of God, thinking that that will please him, or make the service pleasing to us at least, and to those that come in. In the New Testament, Jesus said that God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Psalm 135 leads us to do that. It leads us to worship the one true God, and to have no other gods before us. And it leads us to worship him in spirit and in truth, not bowing down to idols or worshiping in ways that he has not given to us, but instead delighting in the means that the Lord has given to us and worshiping him in spirit and in truth. So the psalm closes, "Bless the Lord, O house of Israel, all you who fear the Lord, bless his name." May that come from your heart today as you worship the one true God. We'll be singing the psalm in its entirety this morning. We'll sing the first half of it right now. I'll invite you to turn in your Psalters to Psalm 135a. This is the comparison between the one true God and the so-called gods of the world.